Yes, you was when you were Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
How have you
been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? You can greet of your brethren. Wish them the best. Which come from the Lord Jesus. And who gets them from the Father. And he sends his spirit to reach them to us.
And
his spirit sends the angels who serve us. And they serve us indeed. And indeed we've seen the goodness of our God. And we're still moving on to see. Even though there have been things still there. Been teaching us to fight. God told the Israelites in Judges chapter 2 that I've left for you 5 nations.
And
they will teach you how to fight lest you forget how to fight.
Now,
there are little things which remain like challenge. But fear not. Thank God telling you left them that
Mukurwana.
I don't retard in fight. But I know that those nations not to overcome us. Overcome us in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you
praise
yes.
Jesus.
So what do we want to
have little things? Which are
made,
but fear not. You are the 5 nations God left.
That
you do not forget fighting.
You
do not forget to pray the prayer of warfare.
You
do not forget to pray prayer of forgiveness. If we are finished, perhaps
you
no more pray anymore. Those who left, thanking God for you.
You
taught me to pray. You
went
to go away.
And I
made a perfect man
and a
man serving you
who
understood
but
left to them
for
teaching me to pray
for
teaching me to fight. Indeed you have forgotten to thank
but
left them to go away in the last
days
that you can thank to prove what you thank that God has done it.
Yes,
Israel listed time. And they no more had an enemy in the era of King David and King Solomon that they had rest from all their
sight.
Nations which hunted them
put
to them, they learned how to fight.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. If you really got them, you would have learned to pray.
Left
that you learn to pray.
You
didn't want to thank. They pray for 10
minutes.
When they go away, they will learn to thank. What
we
thank him for that?
You
left them to profit us.
And
you passed through them to teach
hallelujah.
Us. Hallelujah.
We thank God
for the good moment is at us.
We
would have said, God, thank you for reaching us to Christmas. But sometimes we see all days they are sacred days according to Romans 14 that one celebrates one day, others celebrate all.
Those
celebrate one, we celebrate, we join for, we all celebrate.
For
us, we are celebrating just as we celebrate the others. We know well that Christ was born on earth, but his birth happened before all the mountains, and he was there before heavens and the earth existed. Now, our celebration may lack. But we celebrate because he appeared on the world. But his rightful birth was put there right from the generations past.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But it decided to appear in this world. And he died and raised up for us. We believe all that. And if there is a remembrance,
a
day put to remember that he died for us, we too will remember.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But any time that day reaches, and we remember is still about to come back.
wabula ayinza osookerako ggwe nga kino
but he can first get you as a person.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. He may come back, pick you alone in these days.
Because
still he's been picking many others.
Others
throw them to hell for not
having
themselves. And others enter
even
heaven. Though we have a general day, will come back for us. But picking you as alone a person, it is in his own might.
Yes, we
praise
been.
Jesus Christ.
So, orwale tugenda kwa ukanako katono.
This day we're going to differ a little.
Nenjigiriza ezibirawo kulunako luno.
With the teachings which happen on this day.
Where is obwejawo?
With the different ministries.
Nyati tugenda siganga tufuna makuru.
Yet we're going to remain get this meaning.
Yes, we was been.
Praise Jesus Christ.
Atwebaza katonda.
We thank God.
Olwa kasira kalonji kwa tuwadde.
A good moment is given.
Orwale ero tugenda kuba tusoma obaka bwa katonda obwenjawulo.
This day we're going to study different messages of God.
Obaka obuva eri Katonda Kitaffe obw'enjawulo.
Different message from God the Father.
Obubaka obw'enjawulo.
Different messages.
Tuziyite special.
Amen.
We call it a special.
Obubaka obw'enjawulo.
A special message.
Okuva eri Katonda Kitaffe mu ggulu.
God the Father in heaven.
Eri eggwanga erya Isirayiri.
Unto the nation of Israel.
N'amawanga gonna.
And all the other nations.
Obubaka bwetwandiwadde mbiro ebyayita.
The message would have given you seasons back.
Naye mu kaseera nga kano bujjawo.
But in a moment like this they fit there.
Era bujja kudda ne ku Easter.
And they will still come back on Easter.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus, man.
Oyinza okudda ku lusooka ne ku Easter ne budda.
They may come back on the first, even on the Easter.
Obubaka obw'enjawulo okuva eri Katonda Kitaffe.
Special message from God the Father in heaven.
Eri eggwanga erya Isirayiri.
Unto the nation Israel. Physically.
Oba eri Abaisirayiri mubiri.
Unto the Israelites.
Neri amawanga gonna.
And unto all the nations.
Oba eri ensi yonna.
Unto the entire world.
Yes, you ever see
praise Jesus, man.
Obubaka buno buli bwe buti.
This message is like this.
Eri Isirayiri neri amawanga gonna.
Unto Israel and all the other nations.
Mukama ategeeza.
God tells me.
Kitaffe mwenyeni.
The Father himself. Through the Holy Spirit.
Obubaka buno eri eggwanga erya Isirayiri mubiri.
Message unto the nation of Israel physically. And unto the entire world.
That
our Lord Jesus, the Word of God,
on
the creation of heaven and earth, He is the Lord who visited Abraham. He is the Lord who appeared to all the prophets. Is the Lord who appeared to all prophets to reaching Prophet Malachi. Though as Israel in the flesh did not believe that he is the Lord.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus, man.
So
now you can ask how that message can come in here. The nation Israel is the nation which never believed that indeed Jesus is their Lord and is the Christ. Maybe you were able to get it
in
here, but they did not get it in their days. Now we bring a special message right from God the Father in heaven unto the nation of Israel on flesh. And unto the entire world. And we tell them that the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, word of God in creation of heaven and earth, the word of God who appeared to Abraham, who is the God who appeared to Abraham, the God who appeared to all the prophets, to reaching prophet Malachi.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
But
most were not able to understand him, that he is the one.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
So ngegwanga eyawebwa okuteka teka manga gona.
Now, as a nation given a church, prepare all other nations.
It's
the coming back of Jesus Christ. Still, we are told to tell Israel come back in their season. To get back to God.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus much.
Bino bie 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 bie.
These are the seasons of the prophecy which was shown to the nation of Israel to get back to God. To get saved and to resume to serve him. God revealed them to me through the journey of heaven
and
a special message to the nation Israel. Israel of the flesh. Even all the nations of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. that there are seasons.
Of
prophecies marked in the Holy Scriptures. The nation Israel. To come back to get saved. And to serve him God. As he would have served him in the BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
there cometh this message to be special. And it's the reason why it feasts on this day. For the Israelites themselves. They did not believe even up to today. Many have not believed that Christ Jesus, Son of God,
is
the God who created the heavens and earth by the word of God. And they don't believe he's the one who visited Abraham, even all the prophets, to reaching prophet Malachi. But as we were in the journey of heaven, as we revealed the call of the covenant, and his glory in the nation Uganda, as it was in the nation Israel, in the era of BC, praise Jesus.
Yabikula ekyama ekyo
era n'angamba nti waliwo obubaka bw'ojja okuwa mu nsi nga bubwanjawulo nga buli wakati mu kuyitibwa naye nga bwawuliddwako obubaka buno obw'enjawulo okuva eri Katonda Kitaffe w'omuggulu
eri eggwanga erya Isirayiri mu mubiri
unto the nation of Israel in the flesh
eri amawanga gonna ag'omu
nsi and the message says that our Lord Jesus Christ
is
the word of God in creation of heaven and earth.
Ye Katonda yalabikira Ibrahim.
Is the God who visited Abraham.
Ye Katonda yalabikira nga bannabbi bonna.
God who visited all prophets in the Old Testament. To reaching prophet Malachi.
Yes, he was with
praise you. Jesus much.
Kino yachogeranga agamba.
This is spoke it saying.
Tisaiti yasobola kumutegera anti ye
uyo. His wife was not able to realize is the one.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus much.
Iranga agamba biro byakubategeza.
And he said seasons to tell them.
Kubanga ebiro ebyobunabi obwawe bwambyani kwe byamazi.
Seasons of prophecies given in scriptures
of Kuita mutume Paulo.
Through the apostle Paul.
Bwaraga.
He showed.
Tisaiti yagenda kombuzibe bwamazi.
Israel will go into blinding of eyes. And they will reject salvation until God has finished to pass through all the Gentiles.
But
after Israel will get back to God. Now the one who was born on earth, they were not able to know him, the Lord Jesus. Even believing him, it failed. It caused their nation to be left desolate. And God from then,
Yabavira.
He abandoned them
and
they remained in wars against themselves. God worked with them in BC and they no more saw him. And they don't ask which God is that. Yet
is
the God himself who came on earth. The word of God. The Lord Jesus. But they didn't realize him and he got angered of them. And they left their nation desolate. But the time of the time of their blindness to cease to be unto the nation of Israel and they come back to God to be saved, even to resume serve him as it was before. And with the Gentiles we are
one.
Even though we came given that chance, all these plenty seasons right from beginning of
Eddie,
we shouldn't think that God had totally abandoned Israel. But
there
seasons as the message come from the Gentiles, where God is moved for time
to
go back to the nation Israel. But it's open and fallen in this very day
of
the birth of the Lord Jesus. They never knew.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But to us, God sends us to them to reach unto them this message. And by name and voice, I am Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Thank you for committing yourselves and to seeking God as we
base
in his holy book, as he told us in Isaiah 34:16, that look in the book of the Lord and reads. None of them must it made. For the mouth of the Lord commanded. And the Holy Spirit gathered scriptures of truth. Now we are going to base here in the new generation. And it's the ministry. We'll move on to reach unto you. A special message. Right from God the Father. Of heaven. To the nation of Israel in the flesh. And all the nations of the world to tell them that it's true our Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, He is the word of God in the creation of heavens and earth. He is the word of God who appeared to Abraham. He is the word of God. He is God, who appeared to all prophets in the Old Testament, to reaching prophet Malachi.
Yes,
praise Jesus'
mind.
In that word, that Israel, in the era of beginning of Eddie, they were not able to understand him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mark.
And they got the hardening of heart. The prophecy passed through Apostle Paul in the book of Romans that they would be blind for some time. Salvation was taken from them for some time. And God moved the Gentiles. But seasons of that prophecy to fulfill that they get
Israel
back. Israel in the flesh to come back to God. To get back to Christ. To know and believe that is the God who appeared to them in their nation.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In this season.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Yes,
why we take them this message on a day like this?
We
call of the birth of the Lord Jesus. For we too it benefits us. We of the Gentiles. For no one should claim, thinking, God all along he had totally abandoned Israel. For when they will believe, as prophecies speak, God
resume,
move with them as he moved with them in BC. But it's our work as the nation Uganda. We are called to prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus. Tell Israel this word.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Smart.
Now we want to begin and we read of the season of the prophecy which we are marked with the nation of Israel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Seasons of prophecy marked in the Holy Scriptures on the nation of Israel to get back to God, to believe to be saved, and to resume to serve him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank him, the living God, for revealing that word.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now in all brethren, when God begins speaking on those prophecies, he speaks in Romans. Romans 11 verses 25 and down, and he says this. Romans 11 from verse 25.
Kubanga sagala mwe aboluganda obutamanya kya machino mulemenga okubera abamagezi mu maso ga mmweka ngobukakanyavu bwabera mba Isiraeli eri ngobukakanyavu bwabera mba Isiraeli mu kitundu okutuso okutukirira kwa abamawanga okulituka olwabiri mu mukaga era bwe kityo abaisiraeli bonna bali lokoka.
Yes, you was with.
Praise Jesus much.
It doesn't
ask we, the Gentiles, those to know it. The Gentiles, they are all the rest of the people besides the nation Israel, those on the planet Earth.
Right.
Said, I don't want you, the Gentiles, not to know it.
That
hardening happened on Israel.
Till
the Gentiles will be fulfilled. Hard-blindedness and hardness of not believing. Till the gospel has moved far through all Gentiles. Till prophecies were marking a nation which will be like a nation of Israel to serving God.
It says
after those seasons have come to pass, Israel will come back to serve God and it will be saved.
We
speak of Israel of the flesh. Now we would have spoken of
prophecy
in seasons which were put in place. Israel in the flesh. Everywhere they scattered in the world. Come back, believe the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God. In the creation of heaven and earth. God who appeared to Abraham. God who appeared to all prophets.
Until
prophet Malachi.
Whom
they didn't believe in those seasons. Not all Israel were able to believe the Lord Jesus. That is the one they awaited to be birthed. And most of them. They said they are still waiting for him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Most in Israel say,
do you see Jesus?
Not the Jesus. They are waiting for another.
There is
serious problem which has been on them for a long time. 2,000 years back. After rejecting their very own gods.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. But we want to tell them seasons of prophecy shown that they will be blind and rebellious. Those who cannot believe their God. Till God has passed through all bases is prepared. The fulfillment of Gentiles to happen. For God had prepared, he said, that the first base from Israel
it
will put it in Rome.
Then base
and the second base was meant to be in England.
Then base
then the third base was meant to be in America. And salvation comes from both bases.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The last base was meant to be in Africa.
Uganda.
In the pearl of Africa, Uganda. After that fulfillment is complete, Israel has to get back to God. The blindness will end. Yet remember God. He cannot, that he's not sent someone to warn these people. Impossible you to get knowledge except when God's revealed it. Now in the journey of heaven, God reveals me the call and the covenant and his glory on the nation Uganda in the era of
Eddie,
as it was on Israel through the journey of heaven, moved in the Bible.
He
revealed me the seasons of coming back of Israel.
To
accept the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, God who appeared to Abraham, who appeared all the prophets, to reaching prophet Malachi,
before
clothed flesh to appear as the Son, that he died for us. Yet they did not realize and understand him.
And
today we are moving on to explain those issues. Yet we have first seen what concerns the prophet says coming to pass, those marked in the Holy Scriptures, that Israel will be blind for some time and rebellious for some long time. And if not believe the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of God, the creation of heaven and earth, God who appeared to Abraham, God who appeared to all prophets in the Old Testament, to reaching prophet Malachi, till he came with the New Testament and he clothed flesh, they did not know him. Let's read the Romans 11, 28-35. Now, brethren, as
we're
going to read this verse, after grace is moved in the Gentiles, and even the fullness is pulled in, God is to base in the Gentiles themselves and call back Israel.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Have a distinctive blessing as Uganda. We've been given this work to call them. Explain them the one they never understood. And their God is come on the world. Our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God. Let's read Romans
11:28.
Romans chapter 11, verse
28. Kubanga ebirabo n'okuyitibwa kwa Katonda tebyejjusibwa. Olwasatu, kuba obanga mwe edda bwe mutawulira Katonda naye kakati musaasiddwa olw'obutawulira bwabo.
Have
you heard that?
Munjiri,
in the gospel, they became enemies of God. Right when Christ was birthed, a few believed him, and they fought those who believed him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
They
pushed all of them to Rome. Right from Apostle Paul,
Peter,
all Apostles Peter, they ran to Rome.
Yes,
that's why we never had again things of Christ come from
Israel.
We had their coming from Rome. Those who believed, they persecuted them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
they became enemies in the gospel. Yet in what is promised, and they have a chance. Let's repeat 28.
Romans 11, verse
28.
Munjiri, bebalabe, kulwamwe. Naye mukulondebwa, bagalwa, kulwaba jaja. Olunyolwabiri mu omwenda. Kubanga ebirabo n'okuyita kwa Katonda. Tebyejjusibwa. Olunyolwasatu. Kuba nga mmwe edda bwe mutawulira Katonda naye kakati musaasiddwa olw'obutawulira bwabo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Munjiri balabe
ba Katonda. In the gospel there are enemies of God.
Naye mukusuubiza.
But in the promise.
Ku lw'abajjajja ba Ibulayimu, Isaaka ne Yakobo.
For fathers Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
Baasooka okukkiriza kigambo ne bamumanya.
First believe the word.
Kigambo kya Katonda ye Yesu.
That the word of God is Jesus.
They
remain having a chance to come back.
For
because of four
brothers,
we were enemies before.
But
grace, Gentiles had mercy.
Yesu.
And we believed Jesus.
Nabo,
and he said them too.
Yeah, even a
chance to come back. That's the prophecy I tell you.
It's
an easy prophecy get from Holy Scripture. To see it.
Except
when there is the Spirit of God.
And
me too, I wouldn't have understood. What concerns Israel. If there was no journey of heaven. Moved through the Bible.
It revealed
the truth of the Bible as it is.
When we
reach to start of that prophecy,
they
were meant to be blind.
The
fulfillment of Gentiles will happen. Rebellion had to happen on them. According to character they had with God, they came fight with him on the way. And they didn't give time to know him. See how
he
reaches on the earth and they don't know him.
Yet
he visited them every day in visions. In the dreams and the trance.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on. We hear. Romans 11:31.
Nabo kakati tebawulidde olw'okusaasirwa kwammwe. Kakati nabo balyoke basaasirwe.
Nti olw'okuba twafuna okusaasirwa okwo.
That because we heard that
enjiri n'ejjatuukako abamawanga.
Gospel reached the Gentiles.
Ate ng'emaze okutambula mu bases zonna.
It moved all bases.
Wakatonda yabala ekintu kimu.
For God targeted one thing.
Nti enjiri bwenajja base mu Israel.
When the gospel get the base of Israel.
Enjiri y'obulokozi.
The gospel salvation.
Ku ntandikwa ya AD.
In the beginning of AD.
Omwaka gwa 14.
In the 14th.
Enjiri yachisale neyingira mu Roma.
The gospel crossed to enter Rome.
Europe.
Europe.
14 AD.
14 AD.
Naye baamala okutyankana enjiri w'akabaka bwa Katonda.
When they messed up the gospel of the kingdom of God, the gospel of salvation.
Katonda yasala nayingira mu England.
God crossed entered England.
Yetumanyi lero awali Protestant.
Where we know this Protestantism.
Gwali mwaka gwa 1517 AD. Naye nabo bwe baatuuka ne bava ku njiri.
Them to reach perverted from the gospel.
Mwaka gwa 1800 AD.
In the 1880.
Katonda yasala nayingira mu America.
God crossed entered America.
Yesu lwaki obulokozi tubadde tubuliranga obuveera.
That's why we had salvation if it comes from there.
Basi bwe zitubazaji tambuza.
Bases have been moved like that.
Naye eri bwe tukusomesa mu kuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda.
Teach you in the call of the nation of Uganda.
Alaga nti basi.
It shows the pace.
The
last was to be in Africa.
And
the pearl of Africa, Uganda.
And
these two Israel was to begin.
Uganda,
Uganda to wind up. And
he
marked them with rivers.
Israel
marked with river Euphrates.
Uganda
marked with river Nile. As we see in the call of Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kati, base, because
the last base,
amazo kutuka.
He has arrived.
Yes, he said, till
fulfillment of Gentiles will happen, and is moved in all of them.
The
blindness in Israel will cease to be, even rebellion, not believing the word of God.
Come off, yes.
Our Lord Jesus created heaven and earth.
He
appeared to Abraham, appeared to all prophets, to reaching
Malachi,
to open their eyes, and
is
the one. But
it's
not surprising,
he's given
that opportunity to call them
as the
Uganda. Nation Uganda. So this is a distinct nation to them.
Yes, you have a Bubaka Wachi, Owenja, Eri Gwanga, Eri Israel.
The distinctive nation, the nation Israel.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus much.
Eranga to Weber is a Katunda.
And we thank God for it.
Why is it where you got Nay Wachi?
There has to be a reason why the day like today.
Anti Bazari Waga, yes.
It's the path of Jesus.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus much.
Yes.
He was born on the world. In the nation he appeared before he was
birthed.
The nation of Israel. And they never knew him.
Yes, he was
praise with Jesus much.
So we have a perfect,
complete national message like a day of today.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus
so
much.
So
now when we move on, in the Romans 11.
Verse 31.
Balumi esula ya kumi neemu onyolo asa tumorumu.
Romans 11 verse 31.
Na bwechitio nabo kakati teba ulide oloku sasirwa kwa mwe kakati nabo baliokeba sasirwe olo asa tumwe bili kubanga katonda ya siba bonna mubuta ulira alioka sasire bonna.
Have you heard well? God confined all that they do not hear.
God confined
you, harden, may add the hardness in you. When he finds no one to know,
he
adds you more into that ignorance. That's what he did to Pharaoh. He was hardened in heart. But he told Moses, I'm going to harden him more.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Israel will be found with hardness in them, not wanting to know. God blinded their eyes more.
They were
able to see the one who came on the world, and their God himself.
Yes, he was praised
them.
The
cloth flesh appear to us.
If you kept
hardened, God hardens you more.
But
that season of hardness is finished. God's ready to set them free. And he calls them again to come believe the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of God, the creation of heaven and earth, God who appeared to Abraham, God who appeared to all prophets, reaching Malachi, and then he clothed the flesh in the New Testament, and we saw him as the Son.
Yes,
he praise Jesus.
Christ.
They were not able to understand
that.
Now it's the long journey there.
We
don't know how it's been.
We
just felt we had the humility to believe Jesus. But we didn't know what caused that.
It
came because of rebellion of the others.
God
sent his Holy Spirit to the Gentiles. And the Spirit humbled us. And we believed the gospel. But we were rebellious so much. We were sorcerers so much in the Gentiles. Even believing wasn't easy.
That
God had mercy on us from hardening of the Israelites in the flesh. Let's move right here.
Romans 11:33.
Romans 11:33.
Obuziba bw'obugagga obw'amagezi Nobu okumanya kwa Katonda, tomanyi bwebuli. Emisango je, ngate jikeberekeka. Nama kuboge, ngate genkanyi zika. Uluwasa tumenya, kubanga ani yali amanye ebirowoozo bya Mukama, oba ani yali amuwadde amagezi. Uluwasa tumwetano, oba ani yali asose okumuwa ekintu.
Hey, yes, he was
praise
you.
Jesus much.
That
is the fault of God. And you can't argue and say, why did he leave them like that? For the years he spent with them are very many. Right from BC,
it's
of creation after it's finished. And he began to move with Israel. As he just created them, the Lord Jesus, the Word of God the Father, God Himself. But they didn't believe Him at the end.
For
hardening moved by them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But seasons are finished. Seasons of coming back, believe Jesus. Seasons have signs in the entire world. Them to begin to lament saying, but indeed we rejected our master. They were scattered in all nations of the world. Not only in Israel where they are as a nation, but they scattered nations after refusing believing him before.
Yes, he was with
praise him.
So, ngalero,
now, as today,
ngatwogera kumazali waga mukama wa Yesu Kristo
speak of the birth of Christ on earth.
Mubaka burungi, eri isayiri mubiri.
Good message to Israel in the flesh.
Neri amawanga gonago munsi.
All nations of the world.
Mubaka yabumpa mwakwa 2005.
Give me this message in 2005.
Na yembu kumi dakasera.
But I've kept it for that time.
Mwalero mbuwa mumwe eri abatona abalinga abawira.
Today, I give it to you, the few seeming to hear.
Murundi guli bujja kuba mu 10 ne 10 zaba.
At that time, it will be in thousands of people.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. And we thank him for that. Today we are preparing for that.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. But that know that our work in the call of the nation.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
So
but when you read Romans 11, Romans
11
to 15.
Abalumi esura ya 10 nemu olunyolwe 10 nemu
Romans 11 from verse 11
Kale njogera anti kyebava besitala balyoke bagwe kitalo Nayo olw'okwonona kwabwe obulokozi kyebwava bujja eri abamawanga okubakwasa obujja
Olidde bulungi
have you heard very well
Yagamba
he said
ndi dara kwekamba okwonona kwabwe
that they are sinning
obulokozi kyebwava bujja eri abamawanga
that's why salvation came to the Gentiles.
There was
something wrong in the Israelites in the flesh. They did not accept to release truth out. And they called God their own God. And they didn't believe he's the one who created us. We of the other nations. And they knew he's the only God of only Israelites. When they get any prophecy, right from what they had from Abraham,
as
revealed to Prophet Moses in the Genesis, Deuteronomy, and all prophecy, they retained, hid them to themselves. And they said they are theirs and they are
God.
And they hindered the gospel to spread.
But
when they hardened a little, chance of releasing the gospel, we
too
got it through that.
And
they understood the Savior Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Wouldn't have understood if they didn't harden like that. Perhaps God would have bear their hardening. And they remained hiding the gospel. But because of hardening, the gospel was moved out.
Went
to Gentiles to reaching all of us. Let's move on.
Balumi esura ya kuminemu. Olunyolwe 12.
Romans 11 verse 12.
Nayo obanga okwonona kwabwe bwe bugagga bw'ensi n'okuwebuka kwabwe bwe bugagga bw'amawanga okutuukirira kwabwe tekusinga nnyo. Olunyolwe 13. naye mbagamba mwe abamawanga kale kubanga nze ndi mutume wa abamawanga ngulumiza okuweereza kwange.
Olidde bulungi bwagambye.
Have you heard how we said?
Obanga obukanyavu bwabwe.
If they had a name.
Mubire biyise
nga bibadde.
Bwebugagga bwaffe obw'enjiri gye
tufunye. Our riches of the gospel we have
brought
in the entire world.
Ate okudda kwabwe.
How much they are coming back.
Singa kati bakomawo nga leero.
If they dare come back today.
Baalina kubanga n'ebintu ebimu bakyabirina ebyobubonero bwonna.
Have them of all signs. Of the existence of God. If they come back, the spreading of the gospel will increase. It's the time. There are seasons to come back. Accept the Lord Jesus.
And
it's the word of God. The creation of heaven and earth. God who appeared to Abraham. God who appeared to all prophets. To reaching prophet Malachi. Then
will
come in the New Testament. And he clothes his flesh. And he appears to us.
We
saw him in the glory of the Son. The one begotten of God the Father.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
So tumanyingu baka bunubatu kako.
Now we know this message reaches them.
Tuogeri raka akano.
As we speak of now.
Wasinga bagamba.
Most people say.
Ani abu tuwalai.
Who is taking them? It's to them.
Moyo mutukufu.
The Holy Spirit.
Ali muzi yurimu.
He's in the Urim.
Ayogera na mitima
jabu. He speaks in their hearts.
Yurimu chikache antambula.
Urim is a spiritual transport. Isaburu
tuwala message direct kumutima guomu.
We can take a message direct to a human spirit. And as we preach here, don't you think I'm preaching to only you? Prophecy is saying, those days I will come speaking to a congregation of many.
But
now
the
fire of coming back to God is in them.
Yes,
praise Jesus' mind.
The
Holy Spirit spreads
connecting
the heart of every Israelite all over the world. Even all nations began to hear it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That
is
the one in the kingdom you know
it.
Maybe if you've sent yourself.
Let's
move on in Romans.
Balumi esula ya kuminemo, olunye yolwe kuminenya.
Romans 11 verse 14.
Bwendida bechi gambo chona chendi kwasi sobu jabomu vidi guange. Nendo kolaba mubo. Olwe kuminetano. Kubo bango kugobe wako awe. Kwe kutaba ganyensi. Okusembeze wako awe chichi. Wabulobulamu mubafu. Kumina mkaga. Erebibala ebereberie bwebiba ebitukuvu.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So, every time
the seasons we are in, they are going to come back.
But they are
coming profit so much. The gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. At least they grew up in those. See, they have searched out the Old Testament, but they refused to really read the New Testament. They don't want to read the New Testament. And they say,
Jesus
who came is not the one they expected. What surprises
the
African to still please read the New Testament. Jesus has attacked them in the visions, even dreams. All where they are in the nations.
Wait,
who is to tell us we are waiting? Uganda, you're given this work.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we know all the world. They have been awaiting. And they wonder. But God was in Israel. Where did he go?
Yes, he
was praise Jesus.
Jesus.
His life in the flesh has passed many problems.
Wonder,
God who fought for them gave them the Nazarites and they fought for them. He sent them prophets. He sent them great kings. Where did he go? He sent them the wise men. This day what happened? It was rebellion. But that rebellion was marked in prophecy as we've heard.
In Romans
chapter
11,
25 to
20,
that they were to get hardened for that time till God's path through all the Gentiles. His lights in the flesh will come back. Though we know not all.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We know not all. But most of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
now we thank him God.
At
least we've moved together with him.
To
be able to reveal all this.
In
the Romans 11. Verses 1 to 6. God speaks this again. Romans 11 from verse 1.
Kale njogera nti Katonda yagoba abantu be.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus much. All the spirit within Apostle Paul is saying, I speak this. Did God reject his people?
He chased
Israelites indeed. He chased them forever? No. But that ignorance is to be taken away. But their ignorance caused them hardening of hearts. And they were not able to understand. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of God in creation of heaven and earth,
God
who appeared to Abraham, God who appeared to all prophets, is God. Appeared to all prophets to Malachi.
He
became close to flesh. He appeared to us. But
he
did know he is the one. What caused them to stumble? And they stumbled on him. Prophecy had been released in Isaiah. In prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 53. Now when we see him, we don't see anything desirable on him.
He came
clothing flesh as human beings. And they stumbled on him. And they fell. God moved on, go to the Gentiles.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much. Let's repeat verse 1, Romans
11.
Romans 11 from verse 1.
Kale njogera nti, Katonda yagoba abantu be, kitalo. Kubanga era nange ndi mu Isirayiri, wa muzadde lya Ibrahimu, wa mukika kya Benjamin.
Have you heard well? Apostle Paul, a message released from him by the Spirit of God.
Agamba.
He said, do you think God chased these people?
No,
for me too, I am an Israelite in the flesh.
It means
he did chase them. But because of hardening, he decided to put them aside. That they don't have us in the gospel. For if they remain and they are arguing against
them,
they would have harmed us. The real person you expect to know God, if they say he's not the one. You may feel
better.
It's like I'm here. And I wake up tomorrow, I say, God is not there.
Hiya.
What God did?
Because
his wife was to harm the
child.
Put them aside, chest them. I'll bring them
back.
No matter what you speak, God to know me already.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He is what remained in the gospel. And
they argued
that it's not Jesus. We were
having
a big problem. It's like today, Apostle
Ronald
Hope Witness
has
been preaching God. He went to the channel of heaven. He saw him. He
wakes
up telling you, God is not there.
God blessed them.
Hardened their hearts.
They
don't know he's the one who closed flesh.
Yes, praise
Jesus.
But
the truth is this.
We
are highly blessed. I believe prophecy which has come
all long
on the nation Uganda, that you are a blessed
nation.
See how you bring back those who were before. You give him a microphone. Praise Jesus, brethren. I speak of that issue, that the Holy Spirit is stirring up hearts of all Israelites. The truth is true. It is very true. And it is true indeed. Today I was checking on my email. I've taken long not checking there. But there is our friend. He's in England.
He
usually go to Israel. And they meet religious leaders there. They were writing to him that the problems moving on in Israel, that is the prophecy they read, that they didn't understand it. What they were writing to them, he sent a copy to us. And they
want
us giving them advice. Truth be, I'm surprised today. I woke up in the morning. I checked the email that passed on.
I got
surprised, now I say it. What the Holy Spirit is speaking is right. They are asking themselves. They are saying, why? We don't understand what is moving on. But they're asking someone from England. God bless you. This message, we are to work on it, reach them very quick.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
What is the
explain clear. The Holy Spirit explains.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much. We were here, he whispered me, told me, you know what?
This
is of delivering that message is due. And do not wait more.
No
matter how many people are in before you, speak, I've begun myself
to
speak with the hearts of Israelites
and
all the people.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now in all,
let's
repeat Romans 11 verse 1. Romans chapter 11 verse 1.
Kale njogera nti Katonda yagoba abantu be kitalo. Kubanga era nange ndi mu Isirayiri wa muzadde lya Ibrahimu wa mchika cha Benjamin.
You heard clear.
Omutume Paul
Apostle Paul released the prophecy of hardening of his brothers in the flesh, the Israelites.
He
said,
God's
not chase these people. Me myself, I am Israelite. Of the tribe of Abraham. And the tribe of Benjamin. What God tells me is that he told them they have hardened and you have been saved out of them.
You know,
it was so hardened, the Apostle Paul.
He
persecuted Jesus much as he persecuted his church.
Paul
struck him down on the way.
He
told him, you've been persecuting me. Now I'm going to say to the Gentiles and the kings and the Israel itself. He sent him with different prophecies. Israel, he released prophecies most. But
it's
been hard to understand that's meant to be their season.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read verse 2. Romans 11 verses 2.
Katonda teyagoba abantu beyamanya edda. Oba temumanyi ebya Eliya ebyawandikibwa bwe byogera. Romans 11
verse 2.
Katonda teyagoba abantu beyamanya edda. Oba temumanyi ebya Eliya ebyawandikibwa bwe byogera. Bwe yasaba Katonda ngayogera kuba Isirayiri. Olunyolo okusatu. Tini Mukama. Nti Mukama bata bannabbibo ne basuula ebyoto byo, nange nfiseewo nzekka era bannoonya obulamu bwange. Onyolookuna, naye okuddamu kwa Katonda kugamba kutya, tinze neefissirizaawo abasajja 7 abatafukaamiriranga Baali.
Have
you heard clear? Verses 5. Romans 11 verses 5.
Kale bw'ekitera ne mu biro bino, waliwo ekitundu ekyafikkawo mu kulonda kw'ekisa.
Awulidde bulungi.
You heard very well.
Nga mu biro ebyannabbi Elijah,
like in the era of prophet Elijah and the kings,
Katonda bwe yali alina baakwesa batasinza
Satani,
mu biro bw'ebyo eby'okudda kw'abaana ba Isirayiri ab'omu
mubiri,
yalekayo abalaleera ab'okudda era kaakano weebali
bebaana
abazaaliddwa mu mirembe, abaana ab'oku mulembe
omupya
ogujjudde okumanya Katonda.
Yesu
yebazibwe.
Waasigalayo
abo nga bo balina okudda balokoke,
wadde
bangi bafudde mu biro ebyo byonna okuva Yesu bwe yava ku nsi nga bagwa mu keera, bangi nga bajeemu bagaanye okukkiriza. Wabula yagamba nti ate mu biro ebyobunabbi nga
butuukirira,
be nalizaavinga nti balina okudda mu ggulu bagenda kuddayo, era kankano banoonyereza ku
kukkiriza,
abanoonyi abategeere ddala Yesu yeewuuyo ye kigambo kya Katonda ku kulonda kwe gw'onensi, ye Katonda kennyini yalabikiranga Ibulayimu jajjaffe, yalabikira bannabbi bakitaffe okutuuka ku nabbi Malaki, yeewuuyo eyambala mbi n'alabisibwa gye tuli okutufiira ebibi byaffe ne tutayinza okumukkiriza. Olwaleero omwoyo mutukuvu abali ku mutima wali kwennyini ku miryango akonkona, mugulire Yesu
ayingire.
Yesu yebazibwe. Era kankano nga yo Isirayiri,
right now as Israel,
naffe abamawanga tweyongera kunywera kati.
We are getting strengthened now.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Kubanga
okudda kwabwe
kwongera
okukakasa teri Katonda mulala okujjako
Yesu.
Yesu
yebazibwe.
Kubanga ani anaayinza
obe
n'abaddiini ky'obanzikiriza
ki?
Kubanga ensibuko z'okukkiriza Katonda zaabeera mu
Isirayiri,
Katonda omulamu era ebasi okukakasa nti yewuuyo Katonda. Simanyi musiraamu
gy'onaasigala.
Kubanga amatankane g'amaddiini agali ku
nsi
n'enzikiriza byava kuba nti Isirayiri yasobola tunywereza Katonda omulamu okumutulaga. Singa anywera
n'etukakasa,
mazima singa tewaliwo matankane ga ddiini ku bikwatagane Katonda
omulamu,
era obulokozi singa
bunywezebwa
ddala
nnyo
era kuba nti abaalina emisingi
gyabo
baakakanyala mu biro biri,
naye
nga tuli mu biro eby'okudda
kwabwe
era tukyebaliza Mukama,
newankubadde
kyaliwo ekyo mu biro
biri naye
ate tulinayo ebiro ebirungi nga
leero.
Yesu yebazibwe. Omutume Pawulo Katonda yamulonda okuleeta obunabbi
obwo
eri eggwanga lino erya
Isirayiri,
era yamusiŋŋaana mu bigo abatume 9
9 verses 1
to
15.
You
know they can say, who is that through which the message
passed?
Who is that through which the message for us passed? You know your prophecy. You may read it in the Bible. If you not reach
this,
understand how you read it.
You
waste time, you can't be revealed of it.
Them two have been
that, those who have been believing.
They read,
they can't realize it was speaking of them.
And to
reveal it to many is not easy.
But God's
given us a distinctive blessing.
Let's
read in the Acts 9.
Tusoma ku mutume Paulo.
We read of the Apostle Paul, through which the prophecy passed,
the
hardening of the hearts of the Israelites, and the seasons of their coming back,
to
believing the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of God. Let us read. Acts chapter 9 from verse 1.
Naye Sawulo bwe yali akyayogera ebigambo eby'okukanga n'ebyokutta abayigirizwa ba Mukama waffe, n'agenda eri Kabona Asinga Obukulu olunya olwokubiri n'amusaba ebbaluwa ez'okugenda e Damasiko eri amakuŋŋaaniro, bw'alirabayo abantu ab'ekkubo obanga basajja obanga bakazi abasibe abaleete Yerusaalemi.
Have
you heard well? They called him Saul before. Today whom we know as Apostle Paul. When he had those who worship Jesus there
where?
He would go to the high priest.
In
the Old Testament as it was.
He asked
letters of recommendation to imprison and kill them. Yet he
persecuted
people who worship their very own God. Even some of the people who were ministering.
Gamaliel.
Was Gamaliel. This in John 3.
Nicodemus.
When is what we
tell
them? Maybe we are contending with our gods. They told them, anyone come from another who understands? Those people you would have left to them.
We
end up fighting God. Apostle Paul
was
saying, bring letters, I will hunt for them.
They
found him on the way, moving on to persecute the Christians.
The
people
tend
to worship God, you appear to them in the Old Testament.
Let's
move on. Acts chapter
9.
Acts chapter 9, verse 3.
Awo bwe yali ng'atambula, ng'anaatera okutuuka e Damasiko, amangu ago omusana oguva mu ggulu ne gumwakira okumwetooloola. Olunya olw'okuna n'agwa wansi, n'awulira eddoboozi nga limugamba nti, Sawulo, Sawulo, onjigganyiza ki?
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus. The noise on this side.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus much. Let's move on here of Apostle Paul. The one who was Saul. He who persecuted God.
And
the Lord Jesus. But he knew
he was
persecuting those who worship the false prophet Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on. We hear. Acts chapter
9,
verse 3.
Awo bwe yali ng'atambula, ng'anaatera okutuuka e Damasiko, amangu ago omusana oguva mu ggulu ne gumwakira kumwetooloola. Olunya olw'okuna n'agwa wansi, n'awulira eddoboozi nga limugamba nti, Sawulo, Sawulo, onjigganyiza ki?
Owulidde bulungi.
You heard well.
He
said, you Saul, why thou persecute me?
Remember,
when
you
speak of much lies, Apostle Paul, John wrote in the Gospel, John chapter 1, verse 7, there is a much light
which
will come shine in the world.
Yes, he was.
Praise he was in the world. The world was made by
him.
Those he did never realize
him. That's
the light Apostle Paul
is.
When he was still called Saul. He said, Saul, why thou persecute me? Saul told him, whom we know as Paul today. Who are you, my Lord?
Even
it was the Lord
they
served. But the way he came on the world, he didn't realize it. Listen well.
Acts 9
verse
5. Nagamba nti gwani mukama wange.
Namuga gwani mukama wange.
My Lord.
Nchimanyi kale mukama wange alinakubeyo muguru.
Let me in heaven.
Gwani. Uyiganya.
I persecute you.
Zimbode manyi kuweleza
kadi. I'm serving you. The Lord must be in heaven. Whom they served.
ayiganya bali abasinza nabbi obulimba Yesu okuva e
Nazareti
kumbe ewuuyo yamugamba
uliriza
bulungi
bikola abatume essula ya 9 olunya olw'okutaano n'agamba nti gwani mukama wange ye n'amugamba nti nze Yesu gw'oyiganya
mugamba nze Yesu kennyini gw'oyiganya nze mukama wo
bulijjo
nze Katonda w'abannabbiwo Yesu
Jesus
Katonda mukama wo nze Yesu
gw'oyiganya Jesus you persecuting
nze nalabikira Ibrahim
I appear to Abraham
nze nalabikira abannabbi bonna ye musano ogw'ekigambo
the light of the world
Yesu yebazibwe
ninga ba
sibuye yali naye ali ku lugendo lw'okuyiganya mukama
wo the channel of persecuting his master
kyantisa nnyo ekintu ekyo kyabaawo
era
nekinywere okumala ebbanga nga leero
bikola abatume essula ya 9 olunyolo omukaaga naye naye golokoka oyingire mu kibuga onoobuulirwa ebikugwanidde okukola olunyolo omusanvu naye abaali batambula naye ne bayimirira nga basamaaliridde kubanga bawulidde eddoboozi naye ne batalaba muntu
abaali naye bano bakadeidei omanyi waliwo abagobereza
befujjo
tugenda tukube abasinza nabbi w'obulimba Yesu musimanyi mwana wa Katonda ebyo abigamba ani futulinda omwana wa Katonda ajja kujja nga bakadeidei bagoberera Pawulo agamba baba emiggo nga
bakuba
yagamba kati ono omutwe omunene guno
gwengenda okwogerako
ate andabe yekka
bawulira
ng'ayogera mukama ofiisi ayogera
ne apostle Paul
bona ye tebaamulaba ebagamba aliyo
bulijjo
tuyigganya
bikola abatume essula ya 9 olunyiriri olw'omunaana Sawulo n'agolokoka wansi amaaso ge bwe gaazibuka n'atalaba kintu ne bamukwata ku mukono ne bamuleeta e Damasiko
yagenda okuddeta okuva mu musana guli
omuoyo
nga gwamuyiseemu
Damasiko
ne gumuteekako ebikalakaapa
bakwata
ku mukono
and he supported his hands
yabadde kanyama waabwe mu kuyigganya
he's been their leader in persecuting the church
bikola abatume essula ya 9 olunyiriri olw'omwenda
9:9
namala ennaku ssatu nga talaba era nga talya wadde nga tanywa
yalina omumala ennaku ssatu ku lwakitaffe omwana n'omwoyo
omutukuvu
ng'abeenenyeza olw'okubayigganya
bikola abatume essula ya 9 olunya olw'ekumi yaliyo omuyigirizwa mu Damasiko erinnya lye Ananiya mukama waffe n'amugamba nti mukwolesebwa Ananiya n'amugamba nti laba nze nzuuno mukama wange olunya olw'ekumi n'olumu mukama waffe n'amugamba nti golokoka ogende mu kkubo eriyitibwa egolokofu obuulirize mu nnyumba ya Yuda omuntu erinnya lye Sawulo ow'e Taluso kubanga laba asaba
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
Katonda kye yakolanga amaze okuba Sawulo
what God did after he struck Saul
gwe tumanyi kati nga ye mutume Pawulo
we know as apostle Paul
yayisibwamu obunnabbi
through which prophecy was released
oba obuzibe bw'amaaso bw'abaana ba
Isirayiri
obukkanya bw'okugaana
obulokoziokumala
ebiro ebyagerebwa ebiweddeko nga
leero
okudda kwabwe badde eri obulokozi n'eri Katonda God met him on the way.
He
struck him down, he sent him. When he blinded him, he appeared to one of the preachers then.
Ananias.
He told him,
"Why
don't you go to this place?
Meet
for me the man praying. He is right there praying."
Ananias
told him, he told the Lord Jesus, "The man you sent me to,
we are
impersecuted everywhere the church is. You sent me to my enemy right now." Told him, "Put out enemy. The work is unto is new now." He had changed his timing already.
They
God change your hardness, it takes him how long?
Acts 9
verse
11. Obuulirize mu nyumba ya Yuda omuntu erinnya lye Sawulo owe Taluso kubanga laba asaba olunyolo 12 era alabye omuntu erinnya lye Ananiya ng'ayingira ng'amussaako emikono azibule olunyolo 13 naye Ananiya n'addamu nti mukama wange omuntu oyo nawulira ebigambo bye mu bangi obubi bwe bwe yakolanga abatukuvu bo abali e Yerusaalemi bwe buli obungi olinyolwe 14 ne wano alina obuyinza obuva eri bakabona abakulu okubasiba bonna abakusaba erinnya lyo.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus, man.
Ananiya yaddamu kunyonyola.
Now you have begun to explain the Lord. The Lord Jesus.
Dinkubulire.
That I tell you.
That
one you see has authority come in prison as
he. Umbe yabi mujeko data cha ino libu yinza
wa. Took it from him in no more had it.
Acts 9
verse
15.
Have you heard well? Jesus explained to Apostle Ananias. He told him, "Go where I have chosen him already.
Going
to manifest my name unto the Gentiles, unto the
kings,
and the entire Israel." That's why he released the message for them.
As
God gave him prophecy we read of today. It bound them totally. Up to seasons of today, that they can come back to salvation. And they believe Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, is the Word of God, the creation of heaven and earth. He is God who appeared to Abraham, whom they said to be their forefather.
He is
God who appeared to prophets. And they called their fathers.
Okutuka ku nabbi
Malachi. Reaching prophet Malachi.
Aliokaje mu ndagaani mpya ya
mbalumu bi. New Testament cloth play.
Arabisibwe jetu.
He appears to us.
Yabagamba nze najja muzingo gwe kitabo gwa mpandikibwa.
I came with a scroll written of me.
Niwe tumenya eh. Ubita mu muzingo gwe tulina yiyo kuogera
kwa yo. Scroll we have speaks of him.
Bone bajema mbu katukatusibira bya andiko bya.
Let's recover
Yesu.
Don't tell
kumbe byogera ku
yet they speak of him.
So the Chavaka Sosigaranga Basomina
Garden read the Old Testament.
They
did believe it spoke on who?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Seasons
of their coming back, as today, it has arrived on them. Apostle Paul explains by the Spirit of God in the Philippians
3,
verses 4 to 8.
It
says things he had insisted in
of
refusing to believe Jesus. That is their God. It had become rubbish.
Did
know he had lost God. Let's read as we hear. Philippians 3, verse 4.
Omuntu omulala yenna bw'alowooza okwesiga omubiri, nze musinga. 5. nze eyakomererwa ku lunaku olw'omunaana
oyo gwolaba ku mbikwatagana
endagaano
tebamusobyamuwadde
olunaku olumu baamukomolanga
ennaku musanvu zaakaggwako olw'omunaana ne bamuyingiza okusoma endagaano
enkadde
n'afuuka mufalisaayo
bafalisaayo
nga ye mumanyi
nnyaate
n'obuvumu ng'aweereza n'amaanyi
mangi nnyo
mu byatategeera bulungi
Abafilipi esura ya 3 olunyolo 5
Philippians 3:5
Nze yakomolerwa ku lunaku olw'omunaana ow'omugwanga lya Isirayiri ow'omu kika kya Benjamini Omwebulaniya wawu
owulidde bulungi bwe kidda nti Ebulaniya nga wawu teyali
mixed up
ate maama we simanyi yali wagwanga taata mu Isirayiri Mwebulaniya ne maama Mwebulaniya
Bafilipi esula ya 3 olunyiriri olw'okutaano
Philippians 3:5
nze yakomolerwa ku lunaku olw'omunaana ow'omugwanga lya Isirayiri ow'omu kika kya Benjamini Omwebulaniya wawu mu mateeka mufalisaayo
omuwulidde bwe bakugamba nti mu mateeka mufalisaayo yali tasulamu
n'eri
nga yasoma kye bayita endagaano enkadde
atambula
gali ku mutwe guno naye nga
tagamanyi
yagakwata nga kitontome
nga
bw'osoma Maria omutuukiri kunyina Katonda nga yagakwata tobbanga toyenanga tottanga naye nga ate
yatta
Yes, he was
raised Jesus much.
Omanyo nga mufalisayo
sibu. He was a Pharisee.
Abo bali mu mateeka bazibu
nnyo. Those were not easy in the laws. They held them as norms.
Bafilipi esula ya 3 olunyolo 6.
Philippians 3:6.
Mukunyinkira era nga njiganye kanisa mu butuukirivu obuli mu mateeka nalabikanga nga siriko kyakunenyezebwa
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Mukunyikira
in zeal.
Eranga yiganye kanisa.
He persecuted church.
Ngamateka tanenyezebwa wadi.
Laws he was blameless.
Akoze ajiganyiza burundi nyoke echo kyakoze.
Well, he's done that.
Yeah, yamanyi.
He thought.
Ajiganya ibana bagoberezi ba nabi obulimba.
Followers of the false prophet Christ.
Yarabise mwoshi.
He appeared on the world.
Banga waliwa abali basoko.
There were those who came before. And they claimed to be Christ. And they didn't live long.
They pulled,
this one too is they have finished him. These followers of his.
They killed him as they killed prophets before.
Isaiah 53 says, what who speak of his next record, even of his birth? Even of his offsprings.
Well,
they thought they had destroyed him on the world. They saw.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. So he appears to people again. But they had gotten hardened, it was no more possible.
Yes, Jesus
had already said farewell while in the flesh. According to Matthew 23:37-39,
he
told them, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill prophets, even the wise said to you throw stones to them, you will no more see me.
You have left your house desolate, until you will speak.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Till they come back, believe Jesus.
You know he came in the name of the Father. Let us move on.
Philippians 3:7. Naye byonna ebyali amagoba gyendi, ebyo nabirowooza nga kufiirwa olwa Kristo. Olw'omunaana, Naera n'ebintu byonna nabirowooza nga kufiirwa olw'obulungi obungi obw'okutegeera Kristo Yesu Mukama waffe.
Yagamba.
He said.
Ebintu byonna binamalamu ebbanga.
Everything I spent long in.
Omanyi omutume Paulo yasomera obufalisaayo emyaka nga asatu
kwana. Also Paul started 40 years to be a Pharisee.
Nagana kati bino byonna
nasoma byaki. All these I started them for what?
Nakola losi njereere ne byonna.
A loss in all this.
I count all this
rubbish
okumanya.
That I may gain knowledge
unto
the Lord
Yesu.
Jesus.
He
is our Lord.
They
know he is their Lord.
Even
today it happened on them
the heart.
Up to today when the seasons have come due. He spoke in the Romans
9.
He said this. He said, pray for my brethren the Israelites that they get saved. For they were zealous with God but not in understanding. They did know God. Let's read Romans.
Balumi esula ya kumi onyoli soka.
Romans 10 from verse 1.
Aboluganda, chenja gala mutima gwanga. Era chensaba katonda kulwa mwechechino. Balokoke. Onyolo kubiri. Kubanga mbategeza, angabali no kunyikira katonda. Na esi mkumutegea.
Ya gambe chizibu chetuwa singana na
chomu ishiya. Problem we found with Israel.
Twali tunyikira mkumutegea.
We were zealous with God.
Amba sabire sade na chenja gala mutima gwanga.
What I want in my heart.
Israeli balokoke
watanga. To be saved.
Kubanga bali no kunyikira mkatonda.
Have a zeal in God. Na
esi mkumutegea.
But not in understanding him.
Deba mumanyi.
They
don't know him. They
don't know a closed place to appear.
They did
everything possible. For they studied. And they kept the scrolls. The Bible. In secrets. And they read it alone. And they kept the devils themselves read every time. But they didn't understand who they read of.
They
reached to come in the world, they didn't know him. Let us repeat it.
Balumi esula ya kumi onyoli soka.
Romans 10 from verse 1.
Aboluganda, chenja gala mutima gwange. Era chensaba, balokoke. Olunyolo kubiri. Kubanga mbategeza, ngabali no kunyikirira katonda, na esi mukutegeera. Olunyolo kusatu. Kubanga ngabwe batamanya butukirivu bwa katonda. Era ngabwe bagezaako okutereza obutukirivu bwabwe bo bennyini. Tebagondera butukirivu bwa katonda. Olunyolo kuna. Kubanga Kristo yenkomerero y'amateeka olw'okuweesa obutuukirivu buli akkiriza. Olunyolo kutaano. Kubanga Musa awandiika obutuukirivu obuva mu mateeka nti abukola yaliba omulamu mu gwo.
Owulidde bulungi. Yabagandi anaakola obutuukirivu buli mateeka.
Told them whoever will commit righteousness in the law.
Naweebwa obuli mu
gwo. He will be given.
Naye bo baali balemererwa.
But they had failed.
They
didn't understand the laws.
When
Jesus came as the owner of the law to reach them.
He said,
I have not come to abolish the laws, not prophets, but I have come to fulfill them.
Didn't
understand who they spoke with. Let's move on. We hear
Abalumi esura ya kumi olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Romans 10 verses 4.
Kubanga Kristo yenkomerero y'amateeka olw'okuweesa obutuukirivu buli akkiriza. Olunyolo kutaano. Kubanga Musa awandiika obutuukirivu obuva mu mateeka nti abukola yaliba omulamu mu bwo. Olunyolo omukaaga. Naye obutuukirivu obuva mu kukkiriza bwogera bwe buti nti toyogeranga mutima gwo nti ani alirinnya mu ggulu kwe kuleeta Kristo wansi.
Righteousness had remained in faith. According to Romans 10:17, it says that faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Remember the word of God. The one who closed flesh appeared to them. See how they reject him. And you are taken off from those called righteous. But you were made to hear him. They were meant to believe him.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. Let's get to Romans 9. Verses 1 to 6.
Romans chapter 9
from verse 1.
Jogera mazima mu Kristo sirimba. omoyo gwange nga guntegeereza mwoyo mutukuvu olunyolo kubiri nga nina ennaku nyingi n'okulumwa okutamala mu mutima gwange olunyolo kusatu kubanga nandyagadde nze mwene okukolimirwa Kristo olw'abaganda bange ab'ekika kyange mu mubiri olunyolo kuna be Bayisirayiri abaweebwa okufuuka abaana n'ekitiibwa n'endagaano n'okuteekerwa amateeka n'okuweerezanga Katonda n'ebyasuubizibwa
owulidde bulungi yasaba ku mwoyo wakatonda omwoyo wakatonda n'agamba otume Pawulo
Apostle Paul
yamanyibwanga Sawulo
known as Saul before
n'agamba
he said
obutuufu nandiyagadde Kristo akulimire mu nze
olw'abaganda bangebaisirayiri
abaawe bwe ebintu byonna baali babirira
ebyasuubizibwa n'endagaano
era abaava mu Kristo
out of them came Christ
mu by'omubiri
in the flesh
nitibayinza kubisaako omwoyo
didn't lay their hearts to it
era gambye singa kale ekikolimo kyali mukama akirese okukibateekako
God had left to put it on them
okukolimira ensi yaabwe agireko engaekifuluka
it as desolate.
Kwangu kuba mukama peace bya simbulo kuba ko.
If since Jesus left the earth.
Israel yasingana mitawana
mingi. Israel found many troubles.
Nokutuka leo.
Up to today.
Kulwanagana kuba kuba teri buyambi.
Beating them there's no help. Baina
kwerwa nakobo.
They have to fight for themselves.
Nenga ndi chikoli mecho singa bali bachitadde kuyenga Paulo yeka.
The curse was put on him only as Paul.
Kale mukama nasonyi waba Israel.
God will forgive them.
Kuba mbirebi byo bizibebo.
Those days of their blindness.
Ne mukama yagamba nedda.
God said no.
Obutuukirivu obutuukirivu bubeere ku
ye. Righteousness of the righteous will be on them.
N'obutali butuukirivu bw'oyo
bubeere ku ye. Evil will be on them.
N'abalekako bali bonna abaakakanyala obuzibu
all hardened in their blindness.
Ebbanga lyonna bafudde batyo nga
bagobeera. They have died falling in hell like that.
Olw'okugaana okukkiriza.
Objecting to believe.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Ayongera nga agamba.
He moves speak like this.
Balumi esula ya mwenda olunyiriri olw'okutaano
Romans 9 from verse 5
abalina bajjajjaabo era omwava Kristo mu mubiri afuga byonna Katonda atenderezebwa emirembe n'emirembe gyonna amiina olunyolo omukaaga naye si kubanga ekigambo kya Katonda tekirina kyekyakola kubanga abava mu Isirayiri sibe Bayisirayiri bonna
yes
praise Jesus much
olwaleero bwe njogerera
today as I speak of now
kigambo kya Katonda yakola ebyenkyukakyuka nyingi
the word of God made many changes
yabagambye
that's why he said
nagana mulowooze nti ekigambo kya Katonda
I don't want you to think the word of God it did nothing when it came on the world Israel rejected it today those in Israel as a nation
they
are not the real Israelites
mulimu batini bo abadda
few among them were real
basinga basasandire
most of the scattered around the world
olwentare enyingi ezababaako
many wars which happened on them
era abali mu Isirayiri ero
those in Israel today
sibe Bayisirayiri bonna
abamu
ba America abalala ba Ingereza
some of them are Americans other than English
wabula balina obutuzi
but they have citizenship
bagamba nti bomo
and they say they are of Israel
wange gwange lya damu n'etondebwa obutondebwa lyali lyasaanawo
just created a flesh it had gotten destroyed
era America ne Bungereza n'alitondawo
England created that nation
bwebaala banga banoonyeza Abayisirayiri bonna tebayinza kubaziza
when they saw they cannot restore all Israelites
batandika okuwandiisa abava mawanga
gaabwe ne babawa
ID ez'okubeera Abayisirayiri
nationalities of Israelites
sebo mwe America mukimanyi
you Americans and the English know that
irabayagara kwese kwange
the what they use this nation
koliramwe byokulwanisa byawo
to make their weapons from there
eju namwe mukimanyi
that too you know it
yes Jesus
praise Jesus
naye okudda kwa Abayisirayiri likatonda
coming back of Israel it's what we speak of
katubuke mwenyiriri
let's skip verses
Barumi esuli yomwenda njulalo mwesatu
9:23
Abalumi esula ya mwendo nyolo abiri mwesa.
Romans chapter 9 verse 23.
Aliokama nyisobu gago obwekitibwa kye kubibya ebyokusasirwa. Ye yatekera tekeredda ekitibwa. Olunyolo abiri mwenya.
Verse 24.
Yefe nokuyitibwa be yaita simu bayuda yaboka era naye ne mba mawanga. Olunyolo abiri mwetano. Era nga bwayogera mukoseya nti ndibayita abantu bange abatali bantu bange. era atayagalwa ayagaliddwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mukusoka bamawanga.
First the Gentiles.
Twali twagwanibwa.
We had been rejected.
Era tetwayitibwanga bantu ba Katonda.
We were not called people of God.
Ayokujema kwa Abayisraeli
mu. Rebellion of the Israelites in the flesh.
Watuletera Katonda tuyita abantu be.
God called us his people.
Kwatuleta okukkiriza Yesu.
Caused us to believe Jesus.
Naye n'atulabula nti tweyibaala.
He to warn us that we should not begin to think that perhaps it totally chased the others. The season of the hardness is finished.
And
we head on to the season of their coming back.
Let's
read verse 26. Romans 9:26.
Awo mu kifo kye yabagambirwamu, kye bagambirwamu nti, mwe temuli bantu bange, mwe baliyitirwa abaana ba. Mwe baliyitirwa abaana ba Katonda omulamu. Olunyolwabiri mu omusanvu. Era Isaya ayogerera waggulu ebya Isirayiri nti, omuwendo gw'abaana ba Isirayiri oba guliba ng'omusenyu gw'ennyanja. Ekitundu ekirisigalawo kye kirirokoka.
Munnange newankubadde ng'obunnabbi bwagamba.
Even though prophecy said, mu kitabo
ky'olubereberye,
in the Genesis,
Katonda bwe yagamba Ibrahimu,
when God told Abraham,
abazzukulu bo baliba ng'omusenyu gw'ennyanja.
Offsprings will be as many as the sand of the
sea. Era baliberanga emmunyeenye
z'omu bbanga. And will be like the stars in the sky.
Naye bw'oba osoma mbalumya essula eno.
When you read Romans 9, verse 27, prophecy was written through Isaiah.
He said,
though there will be very many like that, only the remnants will be saved. And those who remain, wherever you are as Israelites in the place,
for
I know of where you've scattered in the entire world.
We are
segregated before, but come back.
We
request all of the Gentiles to help and to welcome those people. All
of
you started to believe Jesus in the Gentiles.
And
God who began in Israel, God who moved the nations.
Aita
God calling back the Israelites
to
be saved and to serve him. Even those believing him from Gentiles. And he promised he will do this where the work will be
winding
in the planet earth and
the
end is about to come.
He
promised it will be done when the end is about to come.
The
Israelites will be back at
peaks
in the verse 28. Romans
9:28.
Uganda is lacking something. Let's read English. Uganda was interpreted wrongly.
Romans chapter 9. Verse 28.
Abalumi esula ya mwenda olunyirwabiri munana.
Romans chapter 9 verse 28.
Abalumi esula ya mwenda olunyirwabiri munana.
For he will finish the work.
Ndi ali komekereza omulimu.
That he will finish the work.
Katonda zakola munsi ono kuba kontandi.
Working in the entire world from the beginning.
Eranga badde akola ekigambo.
Been working with the word.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Send
spirit and move to happen.
Naye gamanti alikomekereza omulimu.
He will wind up the work.
Era mukasera ko komekereza omulimu.
Time of winding up the work.
Wetuito omulimu gwa Katonda ogusemba yokusema zingawensi.
God's final work on planet earth.
Okusinzira mugwanga lya Uganda.
Basing the nation Uganda.
Wetoresi yo.
Love the entire world.
Yeli yagwogera ko ndi mukasera ako.
Spoken that in that time.
Nga amaliriza emirimu.
When is winding up the work. He has to call them back.
Romans chapter 9 verse 28. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness. Because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth.
Agandi alikola yo mulimu nga muchi.
He will do.
Ogusemba yo nga gwakasera.
Last work. Not long. But the final work. But we are
now.
That's why he calls them at that point.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
That we do a short
long time.
And the end will be about
the final
work.
In there I will call my people.
Israel,
in the flesh and people are in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Lord, may
hope you've had well.
Mumulimu gwa katonda ogusema
ekusema God's wensi. Final work on planet Earth.
Yasala ogusinzeza mugwanga
yeri. Started to best in the nation Uganda.
Era kuze kufunwa mbona byo
bwenja. It's been released in different prophecies.
Una bibo twashingo funa bwali buva mu Australia.
Prophecy we got most came from Austria.
Mwaka kwa 1992.
In 1992.
Wa
that prophecy, that vision, released in the New Vision newspapers in the 1992. It was the November. It was the
14th.
They said God had already put his best in this nation to do his work all over the entire world. It had taken time, but the way we were to fulfill had
failed.
That's where God came to take me to the
church of it.
That reveals me well. What are we meant to do?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
we want to come back with a heading.
It's
the time Israel
to
come back, believe the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, the Word of God, in the creation of heaven and the earth, God who visited Abraham, God who visited all the prophets, to reaching prophet Malachi,
before
clothed flesh to appear on the world. We are coming back to see that heading.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We come back to see that head.
The
time for Israel to believe
Christ,
the Lord Jesus Christ,
the
Son of the living God, the Word of God, the creation of heaven and
the
earth, God who appeared to Abraham, God who appeared to all prophets, to preaching prophet Malachi, before he appeared in the flesh on this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
To sample you in what you
have
to hear. When the Lord Jesus was on the earth, he told the Jews, before Abraham was, I was there.
Abraham
saw my day coming. And they got
outstones.
They told him, you're not yet 50 years. You say Abraham saw you. You saw him, you.
When
they spoke with, they didn't understand it.
Let
briefly sample your
reading.
John chapter 8.
52 to 59.
John chapter 8 verse 52.
Abayudaya ne bamugamba nti, kakao tutegedde ng'oliko daimoni. Ibrahimu yafa ne bannabbi. Nawe ogamba nti omuntu bw'akwata ekigambo kyange talirekako kufa emirembe n'emirembe. Olunyolo atano mwesatu. Gwe mukulu okukira jjajjaffe Ibrahimu yafa ne bannabbi baafa. Weitani.
Aha. Abayuda. Baddamu mukama waffe Yesu.
The Jews answered the Lord Jesus.
Ne bamugamba
gwe si. They told him, you man.
Gwe mukulu singa.
Are you greater than our forefather
Ibrahimu
Abraham
yafa ne bannabbi?
Even the prophets.
Who
do you call yourself?
When
they spoke with, he's the one who appeared to Abraham. All prophets whom they spoke with.
See,
how they ask him who you call himself. Listen very well.
John chapter 8 verse
53.
Gwe mukulu okukira jjajjaffe Ibrahimu yafa ne bannabbi baafa. Weeyitani. Olwataano mwennya. Yesu n'addamu nti, bwe neegulumiza nzekka, okugulumira kwange kuba kwa busa. Angulumiza nze ekitange. Mmwe gwe mwogerako nti ye Katonda wammwe.
N'abagamba kati, angulumiza ekitange, oli gwe mugamba nti ye Katonda
wammwe. Is my father whom you say is your God.
Temumanyi na mumanyi.
Don't even know him.
Israel
the father didn't know him. They don't know the word.
No more
even the Holy Spirit. And they just said God.
John 8:55.
Sote
mumutegeranga. Naenze mumanyi. Bwena gamba tisimumanyi. Nafana nanga mwe. Mulimba. Naye mumanyi. Era nkwate ekigambo kye. Onyo atano mu mukaga. Ibrahim jajja mwe yasanyuka okulaba olunaku lwange n'alulaba n'asanyuka.
Nabagamba Ibrahim gwe mwogera
ko. Abraham you speak of.
Yalaba olunaku lwange
nzija. He saw my day coming.
N'asanyuka.
And he rejoiced.
Nabagamba.
And they said, but this man is a
man.
He has demons on his head.
Oyogera kwani Ibrahim yakulaba yalaba olunaku lw'ossebo.
So you were there? When did you understand that?
John 8:57.
You not met 50 years. You saw Abraham. You have a problem, Jesus. You know, in Genesis
15,
the Bible says, the word of God appeared to Abraham.
Abraham,
Abraham, fear not, I'm your shield and I'm your great reward. You say, I'm your shield.
I'm going
to die for you, they will beat me on your behalf.
And
I want to give you blessing of eternal life. Abraham told him, oh my Lord,
he believed the
word of God is his Lord. But we know in John 1:14, the word of God clothed flesh appeared to us. Now Abraham, he said, Jesus, you've not met 50 years. You say you saw Abraham? They got so surprised. He told them a very hard word. Where
they
would have begun to read. Such of these words.
John 8:58. Ibrahim ngatanaba kuzaliwa. Zenga wendi.
Aya. Answer.
They told him he's not even 50 years. He saw Abraham. The answer come he say.
Ibrahim
before Abraham existed, I was there.
And gambi what?
Listen now. We are speaking with what? That's why I say the message to the nation of Israel and
others,
Jesus Christ,
Son
of the living God,
the
word of God in creation of heaven and earth, God appeared to Abraham, God appeared to all prophets, to reach Malachi. That's why he told these ones in the John 8:58, before Abraham existed, I was there. Who is this one? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let's come back
see.
Here to Abraham got the tithe from him, and he was
Melchizedek.
That time he came without a father and mother. This time he came, he said, let me get a mother.
As
Maria. God born to Mary.
But when
he
came na tatawe, butonya,
he had no father. Disappeared.
Kuluri yaja taina tatawe ni wakubade mama.
Kwa
yari arabikira Ibrahim mwuburibu.
Abraham physically.
Mwuburde mkwode sewanti ya mjiranga chigamu.
He started coming in a vision as
the world. Ne ya mwurabikira nga Melchizedek.
He appeared as Melchizedek. Which means king of righteousness. It was the prince of Salem. The king, prince of peace.
It's time
knocked as Melchizedek. He said, let me get a mother. I
go
clothe flesh in the
womb.
I appear. Those are some of the things you'll hear. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.